This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, our nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and across the seas to the lands beyond. I'm your guest host today, George Freund from the Northern Country, Canada, and we're going to have a very special guest today to impress you from a land beyond the seas, Australia, Max Egan, who is, in my opinion, one of the best alternative news media hounds that you're going to find. Someone very sane, responsible, interesting. He has a very soothing voice and probes very, very, very deep, looking for the truth. And we're hoping to have him up after the break, as long as all our connections work out. It's morning down there, down under in Ausland, so the morning is a very, very important thing to welcome Australian listeners to. The power of radio is just so enormous. It is beyond belief what can be done with radio and how important it is. And I was shopping around for a new shortwave because mine's been kicked around for so many years that, you know, it's a miracle that it works half the time. If I'm standing on a chair and put a coat hanger in for an aerial or something like that and form a bizarre position. And I was really amazed at how much the prices went up. So I just kept searching and searching and searching. And then I stumbled into a gold mine at a Toronto radio store. And, I thought I got a good deal when I bought a few to give away to gifts to people in my circle. Well, they've cut the prices even more, and I'm embarrassed I paid what I paid a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, they're going for $10 Canadian. And, if you're into prepping, this is the ultimate. It's the Eton radio with the crank and solar power and batteries and such like that. I went there today and bought a few more because I want to see that all my friends have something like that. So if there is one of those, you know, it hits the fan moments where everything's down, you know, back to the good old days, you could hear the whole world on shortwave, and that's really what got the Power Hour and Joyce Riley started, and they're so important to have. So, they probably only have the sale for another couple of days. If you're in the Toronto area, go to Radio World and dig in because, this could be a life-saving instrument for you, I'm telling you. I tested one out this morning because I always like to make breakfast with my shortwave on listening to the Power Hour, and I've been doing that for so long. You know, now I have to listen to the repeat instead of the live show like when Joyce was alive, but it's just such a breath of fresh air in the morning to hear the voice, to hear the fact that there's freedom, there's truth, there's liberty, and this is being sent all around the world on shortwave for anyone to choose to get on board and free themselves and liberate themselves from the manufactured lies of corporate mainstream media. To me, that is the ultimate freedom, and that it comes in a box real cheap now, and even cheaper, is just absolutely amazing. I used to love to play with those things when I was a child, and it's probably a good way to get kids off this 5G crap that, is just basically going to fry them with microwave radiation. Everywhere I go in areas that I live in the built-up areas, they have these big towers. They're humongous. They're on top of high schools. They're next to the parks. And it is just absolutely shocking. At first, they didn't know what they were when they put some of these things on. They're at the local supermarket. Maybe they're next to a daycare center. But, you know, they've got enough juice to just fry you, and they're everywhere. They're also military targets. Communication targets are military targets in the event of there's ever any hostilities, and pressure keeps building up around the Ukraine with, you know, NATO being stimulated by Mr. Poroshenko to, you know, take a cruise through the strait and antagonize the Russians to maybe get a shooting war started so that he can be free to liberate all the funds in his country and probably send them off somewhere else. We have to get beyond that type of matrix, and we'll get into that more with our guest on what this matrix is and how deeply embedded we are, what the causes are for war. And I also had a big treat in the evening because while I was channel surfing on my short wave, I ran into that, you know, remarkable chap that probably everybody's heard of that announces his show with that beautiful word, Maranatha, friends, and the Lord is coming. And it was just beautiful to listen to his dissertation on Christmas and the pagan holiday that it's been turned into be, and that we've completely lost our concept of what Christ's ministry truly was and what it meant. And, you know, almost as a joke, you know, there's an article in the British press, a third of millennials, 39% actually, so quite a bit more than a third, don't know Jesus is in the Christmas nativity scene. So even though a lot of the stuff about the day and things that have happened have been manufactured to turn basically the solstice into a pagan religious holiday, they don't even know that the whole substance of Christmas, Christ's Mass, is about Jesus. 39%. And I'm sure the satanic forces of the New World Order want to take that up a whole lot higher. So those are people, you know, in the parental age, 21 to 38, not a clue. 6% of them believe Santa Claus had a role in the biblical tale. And I've never been a big fan of Santa Claus. I was when I was young because I was brainwashed like everyone else, and then I had to liberate myself to realize that that's got absolutely nothing to do with Christ's ministry, and that I have to start looking in the Bible and reading for myself. See, that's the big thing with me where I'm a little bit dangerous, is I'm homeschooled in Christianity, too, as well as homeschooled in many other topics, because I read a lot. And as I was taken to church, I went to Polish Catholic Church with my grandmother, and I didn't speak Polish, so I read the Bible. And as I'm reading it and looking around and going like, you know, a lot of the things they're doing in here just aren't scripturally sound. The Bible's saying one thing, they're doing something else. Logic choice here, one is wrong. And the Bible very clearly describes the ways of man. And I see pretty much everything we do, of course, has to be following the ways of man and not the ways of God. And in that regard, we have to pull that big brake like Bugs Bunny when he was crashing his airplane into the ground to slow her down before we crash and alter the course and put it on the right course, a proper course, to bring us back to God, the creator of heavens and the earth, and be in his good fold. 10% of these adults didn't have a clue what the gifts were that Christ got. Well, if you don't even know who the baby is, well, that's going to be PhD material for sure. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And those are the three most powerful healing agents probably on the planet Earth, really. They are just absolutely amazing. And I'm very big on using frankincense and myrrh topically in oils. And that was the big thing in a Christian greeting all the time, is you anointed people with oil. Why? Because it killed germs, killed diseases, made you healthy. And then, of course, gold, just like colloidal silver, you can have colloidal gold. I got a bottle of that for Christmas from a friend. And it's just a liberating material to put in your body and re-energize yourself and attune your frequency back to the way it's supposed to be, the way God meant it to be. And these are just exceptional gifts. Of course, we use gold more as a store of value, and it's a real store of value because we all can't be completely ignorant of the fact there's a lot of problems in the world financially. The Treasury Secretary had to invite the heads of the biggest banks to a Christmas Eve meeting. Now, if there's anything that the people in the white shirts in the very high offices of a building do, is they celebrate their holidays, for sure. Any bankster I've ever known is like they're gone somewhere for the holidays. They're on their private yacht, their private island. You know, they're making the best of what they've been able to finagle through the year, and nothing's going to stop them. This has to be a very serious moment, and I've always advised people that gold is your lifeboat, because if anything ever happens to the paper or plastic money, whatever you may have, Australia and Canada use plastic now as opposed to paper because it lasts longer, but these things become worthless completely worthless, and the only thing that's going to survive hyperinflation or some sort of financial collapse will be real physical gold and silver, of course, and other precious metals as well. And another precious metal that we'll get into with Max is copper, because this is one of the big things that he's come out with free energy, looking at Tesla technology, old buildings. And I always wondered that when I was a child. You look at a cathedral, an old cathedral had a copper roof, and you had this giant spire on the top. And on his videos, you can see graphic representations. We'll have to struggle with just describing it to you as the time goes on. But this was harnessing free energy way back when, and they just didn't want anyone to know. He has a lot of ideas because he's self-taught and homeschooled on what reality is and what happened in the historical past, not the lies you were told in school. And that's the big thing that happened in school, is you were told what to think, not how to think. And it's very, very important that we learn how to think. And that was my grandfather's biggest, biggest warning for the future. You don't go away with strangers. Don't cross the street without looking both ways. Don't let anyone else do your thinking for you. It's very, very important. And that's one of the, you know, the big reasons why I'm very, very appreciative of Max. And he always starts out his shows with a great quote of someone who's scholarly or intellectual, and you know, one who's very good here in this movie that I just watched recently, What Happened to History and Where Are We Going? It started with a quote from Frank Zappa. The illusion of freedom will continue for as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will take down the scene, remove the tables and chairs out of the way, then they will pull back the curtains and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. So we live in a false reality, really. And it's all perpetuated by corporate mainstream media, the government, to have a ministry of information to soothe you, placate you, to make you happy by telling you the sweetest of lies. And the better the lie, the more you'll take it in. And we had a big volcano going off, and it's something, you know, I look into. I mentioned it on a show earlier, and I was very, very concerned. So I wasn't surprised that Anak Krakatoa went off. I was expecting that. I was writing blogs in April because I was following Paul Allen's private fleet. And the super rich are very big at checking out the bottom of the ocean, and he was tops. He's passed away now since October. But his ship, the Octopus, his private yacht, has a submarine inside. It's the James Bond special. And he has a research vessel that, you know, Jacques Cousteau would have just died for. It's just unbelievable what this thing can do. And every place he's gone to check shipwrecks happens to be the place where there's either a super volcano or fault line somewhere, and one of them happened to be there. Another one was a cape off Sicily near Mount Etna. And I'm sure you're aware that's been spewing as well. So it's something we have to look into, and we do it here at the Power Hour. We're coming up to the break, and hopefully we've got Max online to give you some very, very interesting insights. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp, and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund from Canada, and with us today is just one of Australia's finest sons, as far as I'm concerned. The few videos I've seen of his work recently just inspire me to no end to say that we're on the right track. Max Egan, Surviving the Matrix. I'm also big on Australian culture because they kidnapped my daughter and they're holding her hostage there as a professor at one of their universities. And, so I'm half Australian now. But I always liked John Williamson, and he had a little verse in there. I am proud to know you, the keeper of the stones, elder of your tribe. The truth is turning slowly. I feel it in my bones, rising on a beautiful day. And Max, with you digging in for the truth, I feel it in my bones. We're going to have a beautiful day someday as people become aware of this matrix that we're in and how we can empower ourselves with the truth, turn off their material, and turn on our own soul-centered intellect to find out what really happened, especially in history. So if you can tell us, how you got started into this for this short segment before the next break.
Well, it's been an ongoing path for me, brother. Like, since I was a very, very small child, I've been, on this path. I realized something was terribly wrong when I was about 4 years old and consequently had a pretty terrible childhood, trying to figure out why I was living in an insane asylum. But it's been kind of an ongoing quest. And I got into history when I was about 8 years old, trying to figure out what happened, and it kind of led me down the rabbit hole. Once you start looking into history, you realize that it's all wrong. Everything they've told us is wrong, and that, of course, leads you into other directions. You start realizing that it's not just history, it's everything, and it's been a deliberate cover-up. And like I said, it's everything. It's not just history. It's the political situation, the technological situation, everything that they tell us. It's just all fraud. So that's kind of been my path, and it's just been an ongoing thing, pulling at threads and seeing where they lead. And it's been quite a revealing process. It really has.
Well, I must say, you know, our lives pretty much match, because I think I really bothered my mother a lot, asking questions as a child from a very young age. And, you know, everywhere we went and everything I saw, I only had one big question. Why? Why, Mom? Why is this like this? Why is that like that? It taxed her to the very limits that she probably didn't even have a clue what the answers were. But I made it a lifelong ambition to look at it, because as you see a lie, then you start to recognize it for what it is, the foul odor that it is, and you see it everywhere. And so I'm not surprised in the slightest, as soon as something comes along, especially if it's espoused by the government or media, that it's probably a lie right off the top, and we should look at the opposite. And it would just disgust me that people are lapdogs in front of the politicians.
Really. Yeah, look, it's really gotten that bad, and what you say is, you know, the truth is in the opposite direction. You can almost use that as a rule of thumb. That's how bad the system has got. That whatever the government tells you, and if you're looking for the truth in something, all you've really got to do is go and find a government report and read it, and then look in the opposite direction, and that's where you'll find the truth. It's really gotten that bad that you can use the government reports and the mainstream media reports as a rule of thumb of where not to look. You know, it's ridiculous. It's gotten to the point that the lies are so bold now that, you can't believe anything they say. And they don't even seem to try to cover it up anymore. They don't even seem to try to do a good job of it. I mean, when I was a kid, it was like a B-grade movie. Now it's like a C-grade or a D-grade movie. It really has gotten ridiculous. So, in a way, it's good. I mean, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that the world is so corrupt and it's all one big crime family. All of these situations are contrived. And so that's a good thing. I mean, but it's the response that people are instigating, you know, whether that's going to be the right response, or, you know, whether it's going to be a response that leads to freedom. You know, there's a lot of people that have had enough of the situation. You know, what we're seeing in France unfolding, you know, the riots in France and the Yellow Vest movement, which is actually a good thing, but of course it's being contrived and led in the wrong direction so the French government can use it to bring in new laws, blah, 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 the way they do. You know, they control all of these situations as they arise. I've always said that the best way to defeat the system is to simply pull away from it, stop complying with it. You know, if the whole world was to go on strike for a week, it would make a huge difference. But trying to organise something like that's almost impossible. But yeah, it really has gotten to the point that, like you say, we can just look in the opposite direction to what the media and government tells us, and that's where we'll find the truth. And when you look at history, you realise that it's there as well. It's in everything. It isn't just the political situation. It's every single thing they tell us, the education system, the media, everything. It's all one big bucket of lies. And it's a very sobering reality for people to come to terms with, you know. And even knowing that, trying to present this information in a way to people that they're going to be able to deal with it, you know, is a difficult thing as well. You know, you don't want to be shocking people and putting them in fear. You want to be giving people information and empowering them. So it's a difficult thing.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we'll continue on the other side of the break. We're hearing the music come on, and we're going to enlighten you about some mini historical events. I'm George Freund. See you on the other side.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
As day six of the partial government shutdown rolls along, President Trump said most of the federal employees furloughed or forced to work without pay because of the government shutdown are Democrats. The president tweeted, "Do most Dems realize that the people not getting paid are Democrat?" A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. Now, with winds up to 50 miles an hour, blowing and drifting snow is also available, bringing travel troubles to many drivers across the country. MSNBC meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says this winter storm could be historical.
The heaviest snowfall that I'm expecting is really going to be into parts of Kansas and Nebraska, South Dakota. Snowfall rates are coming in at 2 inches per hour. That is intense.
And a new study from the University of California, Irvine, says that those who drank moderate amounts of coffee and alcohol live longer lives than those who abstain from the drinks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Nation, the one fully world audience nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We've got Max Egan from Australia. And one of the books I came across in my vast library was something called Secrecy, The American Experience by Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was a senator in the good old days. And it just found it fascinating that, you know, it's even a topic of discussion, secrecy. Two one-acre vaults at the National Archives, underground. No one even knows what's in them. And they lay off large numbers of staff, so no one will ever find out. And if you have something really, really nasty, they file it in the wrong place and retire the person under an oath of secrecy so that no one will ever find it unless, you know, maybe it blows up and pieces fall on the ground somewhere. It was just that extensive. Documents from the Revolutionary War are still top secret because maybe we really don't know who won. And this is where we'll go back a long time in history. Max, you came up with an idea that there's a lost country that has been obliterated from the historical record and public discourse called Tartaria. And I was very, very, very moved by what you found because it's on the old maps. What can you tell us about Tartaria?
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's a country that was a huge, huge country, and it appears to have been a very prominent world power. You know, it incorporated areas of Europe, it incorporated most of Russia, areas of Asia, and even the northern United States and parts of the Philippines appear to be part of this country as well, part of this nation, this empire, and even possibly Australia, although Australia isn't on any of the early maps, which I find quite strange as well. I mean, some of the early maps that I look at, I can see New Guinea is marked on the map, and yet Australia is not marked on the map. They have Terra Australis Incognita marked on the map. Incognita. Interesting. We know it's there, but we're just not telling you about it. It's incognito at the moment. And, you know, if you can map New Guinea, well, why haven't you mapped Australia? Because you can see Australia from New Guinea. So didn't they look left while they were there? I mean, it would appear that this was part of it as well. But this country, Tartaria, I mean, we've been told that it was just a tract of land. If you look in Wikipedia or you look in most history books, it'll just tell you it was an area of land in northern Europe, just a vast tract of land. But it wasn't a country or anything, it's just what we called that region. But you can go back, look at history books, look at flag books from the United States from the mid-1850s, and you'll find Tartarian flags in U.S. flag books. So if it wasn't a country, why did it have a flag? It was a country, you know. And you'll find that there is mention of it in documents, CIA documents that have been declassified recently, talking about Russia's involvement with Tartaria and the need to rewrite to Tartarian history, to expunge Tartarian history. And it's quite amazing, you know, this huge country that nobody knows anything about. I mean, I've been researching history most of my life, and I'd never really heard of this country. I'd seen it on maps, you know, when I was younger. I'd seen, like, there was an old globe, an old brown-looking globe that my father had, and it had Tartaria marked on it. But, you know, when you're a kid, you look at these things, and you just think these are kind of novel maps that they make up and put mythical countries on there that don't exist. But as you get older, you realize that, hang on a minute, these countries did exist. So, yeah, this was a huge country, and it was expunged from existence. So you have to ask why. And when you start looking into it, you start realizing what a vast reach this country had, and you start understanding why they've expunged this country from history. But it would appear that it was a worldwide power, and it was a peaceful culture that encompassed all religions, all lived together peacefully. There's a lot of evidence surfacing as well to suggest that Tartaria had free energy, that free energy was a reality as recently as 200 years ago, that everybody was using it. It isn't something that we're looking for. It's something that already exists and has been deliberately hidden from us. So a lot of this stuff is coming out now, and it's quite fascinating. It really is. And if you look at the history of Tartaria, you'll even find king lists and lists of emperors, which are all descended from Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was one of the emperors, one of the kings of Tartaria. The stuff we're told about the Mongols and the Chinese and the wars, all of this appears to be wrong. Even when you look at the Great Wall of China, which would appear to actually have been built by Tartaria and not China, yeah, if you look at the Great Wall of China, you'll find that the gates to the wall are all on the Mongol side and all the battlements are on the Chinese side. So it was built to keep the Chinese out, not built by the Chinese to keep invaders out. It was built the other way because it's facing the Chinese to keep them out. So, and also, you look at the diaries of Marco Polo, people like this, you find he doesn't mention the Great Wall of China. So it wasn't there when Marco Polo went across Europe. And we're wondering when that was now, of course, because all the dates appear to be wrong. There's a book, a series of books that was put out by a Russian professor called Anatoly Fomenko, which discussed the timeline being wrong. A lot of the stuff in his books, I mean, I don't go along with a lot of what he said in the books, But the concept of the timeline being wrong, I mean, this is something that was put forth by Newton as well. It's been put forth by many people that have suggested the timeline is at least 1,000 years out, that they kind of added the Dark Ages so they could push all of these ruins that are around the world back 1,000 years in history to say, oh, that's a lost, forgotten culture. But now we're finding evidence to suggest that it wasn't so far ago at all. It may have existed in antiquity, but it existed right up until probably the middle of the 19th century, and there appears to have been some form of cataclysm, some event that went across the world and wiped out most of this culture, maybe mid-1800s, possibly a couple of events, possibly one in the mid-1600s, one in the mid-1800s. We're still trying to piece it all together. But there's a great deal of evidence to suggest that this was a worldwide culture and that it was expunged from history for a reason, and that all the wars that we've been seeing fought, the Napoleonic War, all of these wars that have been fought since then have all been wars to continue the destruction of this ancient culture. It would appear this is what the Great Fire of San Francisco was about as well, wiping out remnants of this culture. A giveaway is the buildings, the Roman-style, Grecian-style buildings, what we call Roman, Greco-style buildings that were found in all countries, found here in Australia, found in Canada, found in the United States, found across Europe, even found in the Philippines, found in Japan, China, everywhere you can think of, Korea. It doesn't matter. Everywhere you go, you'll find these Greco-Roman-style buildings. And if you look at when they were built in the age of the countries, for example, Australia here, colonized in 1778, and you can find photographs of Sydney from the 1820s and 1840s, and it's a full-blown city with big Greco-Roman-style buildings and copper-top buildings and all this stuff. There's no way we could have built this in 32 or 40 years since we colonized the place. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So it would appear that a lot of these buildings were already there, and there was probably a great many of them in San Francisco, which was why they burnt San Francisco out. But what we're finding is that history's basically been fabricated. Everything that we think we know, we don't. You know, they've changed it all around. They've moved places around. They've moved histories around. They've jumbled people around. Even when you look at the concept of the orphan trains and the foundlings and things that happened circa 1850 to 1880, you know, the stories that we hear of the children, the Dickens novels of the kids all working, you know, little orphan Annie, all of these sorts of stories, Heidi, you know, the stories of the kids working as chimney sweeps and kids working in factories and all these children workers everywhere. We used to see the old movies of the kids working, shoe shiners and kids working on the streets, you know. It was all about the foundlings. It was all about covering up the foundlings and the orphan trains. There are around about 200,000 children shipped across the United States, 100,000 children shipped out to Australia and New Zealand and Africa. There were 435,000 children trafficked around the world in 1 year. 45,000 children brought to two hospitals alone in Florence in 1 year, and there were 1,200 hospitals in Florence at the time, foundling hospitals. So there was massive child trafficking happening all around the world from circa 1860 to 1880, and they appear to have repopulated most of the world with children. And the cities that we moved into here in Australia and in America, a lot of these cities appear to have been there before. We didn't build them. There was a culture that existed before us, and this appears to have been the Tartarian culture. And you could even take this back to, you know, where did they come from? I mean, if you take go back to legends of Atlantis and things like this, when Atlantis fell, I mean, if you want to get into that, people will say Atlantis doesn't exist, never existed. I would suggest that actually it did. And that when that culture fell, it's very likely those who left that sunken city or whatever happened to it, that devastated culture, then populated Tartaria, and that became a worldwide power, which existed up until the middle of about the 1800s, and then was completely expunged from the history books, and nobody knows it's there. And it's an interesting thing, because when you realize the extent of the cover-up of this country and the size of this country, all these questions start coming up. You know, you've got to ask why they went to such an incredible effort to get rid of all evidence of this country. And when you start factoring in things such as free energy, well, it begins to make sense why they wouldn't have wanted us to know about all this stuff. But there's every indication that it was real, and that they had free energy, and that we've basically got a worldwide criminal cabal running things at the moment. I mean, all these governments are working together, and that's pretty obvious. Should be obvious to everyone.
Okay, we'll continue on the other side of the break with a very unique history lesson you're not going to get in your government school, to say the least. I'm George Freund. See you on the flip side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us today from Australia, Max Egan, surviving the Matrix, one of the most enlightening things you're ever going to find on the internet. And he's just a marvelous researcher and thinker, and we're glad to have him aboard to open some doors in the craniums of our minds so that we can see beyond what we've been programmed to see, which is virtually nothing. There's a language in Europe that is a little bit different than some of the other European languages and somehow is spoken in many, many parts of the world, and that almost implies that there was another power that went beyond the seas globally, everywhere, and left behind a legacy of their spoken words. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, the language actually is Magyar, which is the root of Hungarian. Hungarian is a very, very mysterious language. If you look at the Hungarian language, there's 48 letters in the alphabet, in the Hungarian alphabet. And when they look at the language, they say, there's even rumors, people tell you, well, the Hungarians must be aliens because they hid themselves well, but they're given away by the complexity of their language. That's what a couple of linguists said, because they say the Hungarian language is like it's been composed by a group of linguists who tried to figure out the most perfect way of constructing a language. And you can express yourself in the most incredible nuance, like every nuance of human emotion can be expressed in the Hungarian language. It's quite a beautiful language. And you'll find that, what they found through looking through the diaries of some of the first settlers here in Australia, some of the colonizers, through their actual notes they were making, trying to communicate with the Aboriginals in Australia, they just mistranslated so many of their words. But there was an old linguist who looked through their diaries and was able to translate the Aboriginal words into Magyar and realized that these words were actually Magyar phrases and Magyar sentences the Australian Aboriginals were speaking. And it appears that this language was spoken by all of the different 30 nations of Aboriginals that were here in Australia when the British arrived. It was spoken by the Polynesians, the Melanesians, the Incas. Many groups in South America all spoke Magyar or derivations of Magyar. So this was the worldwide root language. And it wasn't that's when the language was confounded. It was the Jesuits that confounded the language about 300 or 400 years ago. And this was one of the reasons they started wiping out all these tribes. Very, very interesting when you start looking into this. And you start looking into the similarities of the buildings all around the world, then you find this language that has been wiped out. And that's one of the reasons they wiped out the Incas and forbade them to speak their own language or to read their own language. All the Mayans and all these people were forbidden to speak their own language, and they were trained to speak Spanish and Portuguese. So, you know, it all seems to come back to wiping out this one culture and getting rid of Tartar and getting rid of this lost civilization. And there's so much to it. There really is. I mean, even when you start considering that the buildings that we're finding all around the world are not Roman Grecian style, but Tartarian style, it brings other questions into being, like, well, what about the Roman Empire? And then when you start realizing, well, they've changed the timeline, they've added at least 1,000 years to the history books, that's what the Dark Ages was. I mean, in the Dark Ages, look at this, just 1,000 years where nothing happened anywhere. No one was born, no one was overthrown, there were no wars, nothing happened worth writing down in every single country on earth. Well, it's because it didn't exist, that time wasn't there. You know, there's no country that you're going to find this, nobody wrote anything down, just this whole period of blackness where we don't know what happened. It just creates an excuse to push everything back 1,000 years into the past. So when we start seeing all these buildings, we think, oh, well, that was 1,000 years ago. We'll never find out. It's all the history's lost, you know. What if it wasn't 1,000 years ago? What if it was only a couple of hundred years ago? That's the thing, you know. So that's what we're finding. And when you realize that this was all very recent, and you start thinking, well, what about the Roman Empire? What happened with the Roman Empire? What did they do? So you go back and start looking through all the old maps that you can find. You can get maps that go back, you know, a couple of millennia, you know, maps that have got dates on them, like, you know, 100 AD and stuff like this. And you can't find the Roman Empire anywhere on any of these maps. You can find the Ottoman Empire, you can find, you know, the Persian Empire, the British Empire, you can find all these different empires through history, but you can't find the Roman Empire anywhere. So where was the Roman Empire? When did they exist? Where did they exist? How did they do what they did without a navy? Because the Roman Empire didn't have a navy. How did they manage to conquer the known world with no navy? and you hear all the old talk of, you know, Britannia rules the waves and all this sort of stuff, was the people with the most powerful navies always ruled the waves and ruled the world, so we're told. And yet here we have this Roman Empire, which didn't have a navy, and managed to rule the world and leave its mark everywhere. But what if it's not Roman? What if it's Tartarian? That's the thing. You know, have they just fabricated the Roman Empire to create the excuse for the governments that we exist today to exist? You know, to create the backstory for these governments to exist, to justify their existence in their current form, to present the concept that we've had this warring world at war with each other and all this stuff, and then finally out of the mud came civilization. Well, what if it wasn't like that at all? What if the whole thing's been fabricated? What if we had a peaceful civilization and it was taken over by parasites who created this false history and created this whole warmongering mindset in people? And all of these wars that we've been fighting for the last 100 years are still wars to wipe out Tartaria. You know, look what they've done in Syria, in Aleppo. They've gone in there to overthrow Assad. They've bombed the entire country everywhere except Assad's palace. What's that all about? In World War I and World War II, they carpet-bombed London, they carpet-bombed Berlin, but they didn't destroy the Reichstag, they didn't destroy the government buildings in London. They never bombed the government. They bomb all the people and wipe out all the infrastructure. In Syria, they've wiped out Aleppo, all of some of the most ancient buildings on Earth. The bombing campaign in Yemen, it's just destroying all the infrastructure and all the buildings in Yemen. I don't know if anyone's looked at the buildings in Yemen, but these are incredible buildings, very, very old style buildings, incredible history in that country, which is all being wiped out. And that's what all these wars are about. That's why they bombed Dresden. Think about it. You know, they bombed, carpet bombed Berlin, and then they bombed Dresden, not to kill the people, but to wipe out all the buildings and wipe out all the infrastructure. Sure, killing the people as well, but mainly to wipe out infrastructure. That's what they've been doing all around the world with all these wars. It's just destroying all trace of the past and replacing the history in all of these countries. And it's been an ongoing thing. It's very, very interesting when you start looking into it and you start seeing all the traces of what they've really done to obscure this language and to obscure this history. And it's been an ongoing effort to do it. And there's all sorts of stuff surfacing now. Like I said, declassified documents and things where we're finding Tartaria mentioned and listed, and even mentioned that there's an ongoing effort to rewrite Tartarian history. And even when you start looking at things such as the Napoleonic War, was that really between Napoleon and Alexander I of Russia? Now, when Napoleon marched north to into Russia to fight the war, at the time, St. Petersburg was the capital of Russia. So why did he march right past St. Petersburg and up to Moscow? Why wouldn't he have attacked St. Petersburg, which was where the king was? Because he joined the king, and both of them marched together because the real enemy was in Moscow, which was Tartaria, because Moscow was part of Tartaria at the time. This is what the evidence is suggesting anyway. So everything is wrong, brother. They've rewritten everything and given us completely false history, but the truth is there. If you look hard enough, you can find it.
Indeed, indeed, Max. A very interesting history lesson. Logic doesn't lie. It leads you. We'll see you on the other side of the news break. This is George Freund. This is Power Our Nation. This is a revelation.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.